tendency of greed, hatred, and delusion, and that's what underlines the unpleasant feelings. But if we be able to see that unpleasant feeling is just unpleasant feelings, sometimes unpleasant feelings can be the object. It's just feelings. But because of our underlying tendency, because of the aversion is there. So the aversion underlines, as hatred underlines the unpleasant feelings. So we want that the greed come, we want pleasant feelings. And also another thing, that because of when we first time meditate, and the first time we experience the peace and calm, we say, wow, it's very exciting. We feel it's something new, It's just like when the first time you taste something really, very delicious, very tasty, isn't it? So you say, wow. So if you have that food every day, you don't have the same feelings anymore. Isn't it? Sometimes people think that, maybe I have no progress in my meditation. Actually, it's not, because you're used to the peace and calm. And then they said this is the reason why that then you want more, greater happiness, greater the feelings. You want more, more than this. Then the mind started to think, the mind started to move, because of we are not happy with what we are experiencing right now. So that's why it's important that we understand this. So when we have all these, whether pleasant, unpleasant feelings, when we have the understanding, we just leave it alone. Because the more we try to do something, we try to do this, we do that, when we have when we have unpleasant feelings, when we have aversion, we say, I do loving kindness, and we start to do this, do that, the more you try to do this and that, actually, you reinforce that, because you try to push it away. So when we meditate, actually, we are not to try to get something, we let go. So letting go is not getting rid of things. Letting go is letting thing be, allow thing be, allow your mind be. Sometimes your mind be a bit, drowsy, bit of, and you don't have the, like you feel down, it's not so bright. And sometimes you leave it alone, it's past. So the bottom is because of ignorance. Ignorance underlies boredom. Because of we don't have the wisdom, we don't understand that. Because we've been conditioned that way. We want the excitement, we don't see that actually, boredom itself, because itself actually is pleasant. So we take delights in boredom. Because we don't see that unless we have, that's why you have to develop the equanimities. When you have the equanimities, it's fine, So because when you have the equanimities, pleasant feelings won't get you. Because you understand that, we don't carry away by pleasant feelings. And also we don't get upset or have aversion when we have unpleasant feelings. So that is come from the equanimities, that is come from the wisdom aspect, based on the understanding of impermanence. Because whatever experience, sensation or feelings is not going to stay. Whatever feelings arises is not going to stay. Whether pleasant or unpleasant or whatever, whether neutral feelings, it's not going to stay. It arises, it's passed away. So if we develop that understanding, we know that, it will pass. So I remember sometimes in the morning, we have to get up early in the morning to meditate. And sometimes you feel really, sleepy and you have slot and topper. Sometimes I just sit there, knock and knock. I just allow that be. Because sometimes you try to fight, you try to, you know, do something about it. The more you try to do something about it, it's just like you try to push things away. The harder you push, so actually it's bounced back. So actually you reinforce that. So sometimes I let it be. I just sit there and let it be. And then and then after that, when that slot and topper pass, you know, because every feelings or any experience, you know, that or emotions that arises that moment, so it will go up to the peak, it will subside. So everything arises, pass away. But because of we don't understand, we are so impatient. We just want it to go away. Because we don't like this, we like this, you know. We want something, we crave for it. Then how we our craving come, we desire, we want this. So that's like because of that we don't understand that whatever, you know, feelings, sensations or any emotions that we experience at this moment actually is comes and go. But if you understand that, you don't worry about it. So when we have pleasant feeling, we're just happy, you know, just abide. Just make the most of it, just abide in that, allow that pleasant feelings be. But sometimes that because of our craving, when we have pleasant feelings, our craving comes, isn't it? We want more. It's not good enough. You know, so we develop the contentment, is good enough, you know, it's good enough. Because sometimes we want more. That's why sometimes people use a very common questions people use to ask. Whenever they say, oh, I'm really started to feel really peaceful and calm. What should I do next? So I said, no, you don't do anything. You just let the mind be, you know. Because once you start to think, what are you going to do? You miss it. You lose it. That's it. Because the mind's move. Once you think, it's move. You know. So you just let it be. Because of craving, we want more. So that's like you just let it be. And most of the time, I just let things be. Even it's not, you know, sometimes you might be tired, you know. It's like you have this slot on topper, you know, your energy is not that, you know. Sometimes when we eat too much also, that is also a problem. Like, for example, if in the monastery, sometimes like in the afternoon, if I feel that the energy is not like, you know, quite dull, you know, the self-energy is not bright, sometimes can be you eat too much, so the body you feel like not that bright. So then when sometimes it's the physical, you know, affect your mental. So then I eat less. Then I see how I go. So like morning, I know that sometimes you get up a bit early, you feel a bit sleepy. I just let it be and knock and knock and knock. And then after a while, that pass. And after that, my mind become very bright, alert. And I can, and then I be able to just go watch the breath. And I really enjoy and really come to a very nice breath, and you know, and I just enjoy. And when I started to enjoy, you know, the meditation, and then that because of we have a breakfast at 6:30. So by 6, I have to stop meditating and go to the cottage, you know. Then I said, oh, my alarm, you know, goes, and then, oh, I have to stop. I said, oh. Oh, I'm just, you know, started to feel really, you know, get into it. I'm so, you know, so start to enjoy the meditation. They said, don't worry about it if you feel, you know, sometimes have slot and topper, you feel bored. It's fine. Don't try to, you know, to try to make it to go away. Sometimes you leave it alone, it's a past. You let it be. Let things be. Sometimes even if your mind has lots of thinking, you just let it be. The more you try to stop your thinking, you think more. Because you try to get rid of things. But rather than you let go of things doesn't mean that getting rid of things. It's different. Letting go means letting be, but we don't want to letting be. We always want to interfere. We always want to do something. We always try to do this, do that, you know. And actually, it's very difficult to letting be, allow, you know, whatever happened to us this moment is very difficult. Not to do anything is much, much difficult than try to do something. So that's why if you understand that, you know, this is just, you know, the mind, you know, just have, sometimes it's good that you just allow the mind be. And this is come from kindness. It's okay. You know, being kind to ourselves. No matter what, you know, what kind of mind state we are in, it's okay. You know, because sometimes we have we experience, you know, not all the time the mind in our mind is so bright. So that's why this is important that we understand, develop the understanding and also take delights. So neutral feeling itself actually is pleasant. But because we've been conditioned, we use because of the unpleasant and pleasant feelings that easily gets us. Because it's neutral. So then we feel like, oh, nothing, no excitement. So we feel, oh, really bored. But actually, the excitement is, that can lead us to still, the excitement will not lead us to stillness. But actually the neutral feelings, you know, if you take delights in it, actually that leads you to stillness. It's still your mind. So we don't, you know, it's okay. It's not that you have no progress in your meditation. So any questions or comments on this? Anyone? Any questions, comments? No? So everybody really good. So we can start meditating. Okay. Just relax our body and just let things be. Let whatever happened to you in this moment and just relax.
want to continue to see, please do so.